I have an idea. Let's cover the world in concrete. We can pour it from airliners 100 feet above the ground. We can have a revolution of concrete. We can pour it over the president. It'll make a bust that looks like an ape, and we can chisel at it with our pinpoints. Let's fill our eye sockets with concrete. This way, we won't see the bad things, and only feel the heaviness like a roll of quarters tumbling against the optical musculature. We can have a Thanksgiving of concrete. I'll pour it into bowls for you. Let's have it on our pie slices. Let's take the forest and cover it so that now birds won't shit on our cars. Because there'll be little concrete mannequins. And let's see those fuckers try and bite at us with their little soldered beaks. There's no place we can't go now. We can drive our cars on the treetops. Let's make the green gray with concrete. This mind could be concrete. Concrete thoughts and piles of rubble. We could build libraries of concrete, books piled on shelves with pages that weigh heavy on our consciousness. We can pour it into our chest cavities and have hearts like cookie cutters, laying flat on our backs until the batter dries and flakes and cracks where we once had blood veins. We can cast molds of our heartbreaks and sell them on eBay. We can set the last remains of our only loves on the mantelpiece in glorious, unpainted ceramic and let them collect dust the way we collect dust in their memories. I have an idea to cover over the curves of your face so that maybe this way I can forget the trauma of having given in and remind myself that the whole time you really were just a statue.
Damn it.